God, our Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, we come before you this morning so that you may open our ears, open our hearts, and open our lips to your truth through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing this morning our series of sermons on the Creed. And this morning we come to I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Now this week, as I was searching around for something to put on my crumpets on Valentine's Day, I thought, I don't eat a lot of jam, but I thought, actually, I really fancy some jam. Jam needs to go on crumpets. So I rummaged around in the back of the cupboard, and I found a jar of jam that my dad had made in 2008. it was perfectly all right, I'd like to say. It's absolutely delicious. Plum jam, absolutely lovely. And some of you may know my dad passed away just over a year ago. So it was just such a wonderful thing to suddenly discover and enjoy something that he had made with his own hands and passed on, something sweet and nourishing. And that really resonated with me as I was writing this talk this week about God the Father and Creator. Now, in the Creed, God and as the Father and the Creator are bound together. God's fatherhood and creatorship are one. And it's worth noting that it's also not God our Father Almighty and our Creator, but God the Father Almighty and Creator of heaven and earth. So God's the Father and Creator of everything that was, that is, and is to come. Every scrap of matter and antimatter comes from God. Every nanosecond of time over billions of years comes from God. In fact, everything is God-breathed. God-spoken, God-made is God-fathered. Firstly, though, some points about the language around the Father. Now, the Father is a wonderful description of what God does and his loving relationship with us and the rest of creation, drawing on an ideal understanding of what a human father could be. It's not about God's gender. It's not about maleness. Not that there's anything wrong with being male or about using male words to describe God. But God is not an adult human male. The Isaiah reading makes it very clear just how far beyond human God is. We are as dust between a finger and a thumb in comparison to him. And so if we ascribe the infallibility of God, the almightiness and the power of God to human fathers, we make an idol of flawed human beings. Likewise, if we take the characteristics of bad fathering, abuse, neglect, harshness, distance, violence, and control, and ascribe them to God, we blaspheme. Now, if we've experienced neglectful or abusive father figures in our life, then talking of God as Father can sometimes be an insurmountable barrier between us and getting into a relationship with God. Because why would we trust and love something that we associate with fear and pain? So there's a very good reason for people to seek out other words to describe God, to speak of God, to use creator, parent, or mother. But for this morning, we'll stick with Father. Now, God is the good Father to humanity and creation. God grows us up. And creation, too, to be all that we can be, the best version of ourselves. He does this by providing, by protecting, teaching, guiding, setting an example, telling us when we go off track and when we're being stupid. He gives us good things to sustain us. He cheers us when we're down, tells us we're okay when the world says we're useless. He never gives up on us. Above all, he loves us unconditionally. God the Father gives us a sweet, nourishing inheritance to pass on. What should we look like then if we are children of such a father? Because children inherit things from their fathers. Yes, occasionally we unfortunately might look a bit like them in my case. That's why I'd much rather I'd had my mother's cheekbones rather than my father's rounder face. But, you know, that's by the by. But we inherit characteristics, values, habits. And as we grow up, we choose to accept these and grow into them or reject them and lay them aside. Now, whether what we inherit is good or bad has a huge influence on who we then choose to become. So as children of God, the good Father, how would we then father the next generation and creation if we inherit such attributes? What might be the inheritance that we pass on? Well, firstly, an inconvenient truth, as Al Gore described it once. There is an idol set up against God, God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And it's an idol not of gold and silver and mulberry wood anymore, but of hedge funds and consumption and profit above all. It is a system that benefits the already rich, that does not nourish or honour creation, that does not nourish or honour people. Because it is ungodly, because it seeks to serve only itself and does not follow God's way of justice, peace, compassion, nurture, of shalom, it is unsustainable. It will eventually fail. And meanwhile, it wreaks havoc on people and creation. It only consumes, it works only to feed itself, and has no space for God's nourishment or renewal, for Sabbath, or for the year of Jubilee. Under this system, the world does not work as God intends the world to work, i.e., with humanity and creation in balance and harmony. The system says we know better than God. This system is a bad father. And by going along with it, humanity is being a bad father. Well, we might say it's always been this way. The rich have always prospered, the bad have always won out. And it's an ongoing struggle that humanity's always had to deal with. And that God has been there in that struggle with us for time immemorial. But there is now an especial urgency. There are just 12 years left to address the issue of climate change. The house is on fire. As Greta Thunberg, the inspiration behind this week's Young Strikers, put it. Because humanity has not acted as fathers in God's image, the next generation may inherit a terrible, awful crisis and the burden of dealing with it because others chose not to. Let's be frank about it. People will die and will suffer. And this awesome, complex, beautiful thing called creation, God breathed, God spoken, God made, God fathered, is suffering and will suffer further. And do we think that God, as described in this morning's passage from Isaiah, who takes such joy and delight in his role as creator, to whom we, and multinational corporations and giant nations and populist governments. We who are as specks of dust, do you think God is pleased that this system goes against him and despoils what he has created? If we look at today's gospel, then it appears Jesus has little doubt. Woe to the rich. Woe to those who are full now. Woe to those who are laughing. Woe to those who are popular. Because that's all you're going to get. After that, God's is the one you're going to answer to. In short, how dare we set ourselves up against God and expect no consequences? So as his children, our fatherhood should reflect God's. And we should gift a sweet, nourishing inheritance to the next generation. To Martha and to Richard and to Toby. To Evan and Grace and Alexander at 11:30 service. To those tiny babies that will come to us this afternoon for baptism. To our children and grandchildren. And there are signs, actually there are signs of hope. There are good things happening in this world. Let's not get too downhearted at the scale of the challenge, because actually God says, don't get too downhearted, because that way nothing changes. We can see it in the drive, the passionate drive to reduce the amount of plastics going into our oceans. And we can see it this week in the climate change strikes carried out by young people across the world who are just saying, enough is enough. This is a matter of emergency. I don't care about a day off school. If you teach me how to fill in forms and write well, what use is that if I have no world to inherit? And that's a good thing. This just means that people are awake, are aware, are aiming to get back in touch with that model of what God is about for humanity and his creation. Now, God expects us to be good fathers to the following generations and creation. But the challenge can seem so immense and so overwhelming that we can be tempted to abandon hope. But the good news is that it is possible. In Isaiah, God says to us, have you forgotten? Do you think I, the good father, have abandoned my children because I, the Almighty, am tired? I am on the side of those who want to turn the world around. Trust in me and you can do this. I will give you strength and you will soar on eagle's wings. In short, we can be the good fathers that God means us to be. And we can pass on that sweet inheritance God has made for humanity and all creation. Amen.